As promised, today I'm going to read you a couple of letters that I received after I put up my video, Pox Virus Gain of Function Confirmed, which was about, if you recall, it was about a Dr. Mark Buller, here he is here, who was the foremost pox virus specialist in the United States, and he was serving on the Presidential Scientific Advisory Board and several other important committees. He's appeared many times in the press talking about smallpox, monkeypox, mousepox, and in fact, he also did some serious gain of function research on the mousepox virus. It was a mousepox virus so lethal that it killed all of the mice that had been infected, even those that had been both vaccinated and treated with antiviral drugs. One of the other things that I mentioned in that video was that Dr. Buller, pox virus expert, advisor to presidents, had recommended against vaccination. And that was in 2007. He came out in a paper and he said, moreover, human vaccination is becoming a less viable option to control pox virus infections in today's increasingly immunocompromised population. And this whole thing with COVID has exposed a lot more people to becoming immunocompromised, right? So where I'm going with this basically is, you know how Carrie Mullis, inventor of the PCR test, died all of a sudden just before the coronavirus outbreak and just before they relied heavily on PCR tests to diagnose, quote unquote, diagnose COVID? Well, yeah, Carrie Mullis died, and there's videos of him absolutely clearly stating that you cannot use the PCR test to diagnose viruses. And also, he calls Dr. Fauci a whole bunch of names, pretty much saying he's incompetent and he has no idea what he was talking about. So it's interesting that Carrie Mullis died so shortly before the outbreak of coronavirus. And then we have Frank Plummer from Canada, SARS specialist, head of Canada's only level four virology lab. And he had stated that he did not think coronavirus was the cause of SARS. And so it wouldn't really be very convenient to have him around with the outbreak of COVID-19, which they're going to call SARS-CoV-2, and then blame it on a coronavirus. If you have this major figure in the world of virology kicking around, who would say, I disagree, right? And so he died just before they declared SARS-CoV-2 coronavirus, COVID-19, that he died just before they declared that a pandemic and locked everybody down. So that's two timely, timely for the cabal deaths that happened. And I kind of am hinting that Dr. Mark Buller may have been another one because, well, of the reasons that I just told you. Now, he died in 2017, and here's the article about it. The end of February 2017, Dr. Buller was allegedly riding his bike in the 10,600 block of Riverview Drive in St. Louis, Missouri. And the story about it is kind of weird. There was two vehicles involved, and I said, I don't know, maybe they didn't like his stance on vaccination, maybe they, who knows what. But it seemed a little early, right? February 2017. Way in advance of COVID-19, but we don't know what their plans were, especially considering now there's all of a sudden a monkeypox outbreak. Maybe they were in originally going to go with a pox virus outbreak. I don't know. But it's a little coincidental. See, where Anthony Fauci was, though, in January 2017, he was appearing at the Preparing for the Next Pandemic, a seminar at Georgetown University at the Center for Global Health. That's January 10th, 2017. And in this video, Anthony Fauci states that for sure the next administration, which would be Trump, would have to deal with a surprise outbreak. That's what he says in the video. I could play it for you. I have it on my hard drive somewhere. I've featured it in other videos. It's well known. It's well known. Here's an article about it from Helio in January 2017. No doubt Trump will face surprise infectious disease outbreak. Fauci said the Trump administration will not only be challenged by ongoing global health threats such as influenza and HIV, but also a surprise disease outbreak. Now they're excusing it like, well, every president gets challenged by a surprise disease outbreak, but that isn't true at all, is it? Think back in history. You don't have to think that far. They don't all get surprise disease outbreaks, at least not of the scale that happened with Trump, right? So I've set the stage now. I've reminded you of some important things that have led up to this moment. And I just want to read you these two letters that I received back to back. Funny enough, I opened them back to back, just coincidentally, this week. Here we go. Dear Amazing Polly, your expose of the St. Louis University researcher involved with monkeypox hit a major nerve with me. I'm a native St. Louisian and am very, or St. Louisian? How do you say that? And I'm very aware of the area where the good doctor, Buller, met his untimely demise. There are some seriously hinky things in this situation. Riverview Drive is in a seriously sketchy, criminal-infested part of North St. Louis. Riverview Drive is a highly trafficked road with some dedicated bicycle paths, but there are large areas where the road is shared frequently with semi-trucks going from Interstate 270 to the local transshipment points. Riverview Drive, because of all the semi-truck traffic, fluctuates between road construction and serious pothole damage. Riverview Drive, since it is in the Mississippi River floodplain, floods frequently. Riverview Drive is several miles away from St. Louis University, and the only way to get between those two points requires bicycling or driving through major criminal hotspots. The neighborhood near Riverview Drive is very crime-filled and dangerous, so it is extremely doubtful that a St. Louis University researcher would live in the area. February in St. Louis, which is when Dr. Buller died, as I just showed you, is cold, and we are frequently assaulted with ice and snow. St. Louisans don't know how to drive in that kind of weather, so why would anyone bicycle on an unsafe route in unsafe weather? Because of these factors, the possibility of this being an accident are pretty slim. I can't think of a more unpleasant bicycle ride than Riverview Drive in February. Cold, windy, tons of traffic, large semi-trucks kicking up unexpected drafts, armed criminals nearby, nowhere near home base. Why would anyone ride a bicycle in that setting? No way was this accidental. Given the quality of the St. Louis Police Department and St. Louis City Government, there is no way anyone will ever get to the bottom of this probable murder. And then also, thank you very much, by the way, Jim, for that letter. It was great. I was like, so I'm not like way off base when I think this. And also, thanks for these. These are fantastic. I don't know if the camera will focus. Probably not. But they are gold backs. That's very cool. Thank you very much for that. And also, thank you for that information. I just want to show a map. They said in the article that Dr. Buller lives on the 7400 block of University Drive. So here's approximately where he lives. And then here is where he allegedly died. It's 23 minutes by car. And the university campus is down here. Now, I'm not positive that he worked on the university campus, but he lived right there, and this is the university campus, and he was a professor, so he probably would only bike this far. What the heck? This does not make any sense. The guy was, I don't know how old he was, but it was not like he was a spring chicken, and it was February, and this is a bad area of town. It just doesn't make any sense. So I wonder what happened to Dr. Buller. Especially given what I told you before. Now, where's my other letter? From Rex, also from St. Louis. Polly, I just watched the monkeypox video on Dr. Mark Buller. I'm a cyclist and have lived in St. Louis for the last 25 years. No one with half a brain would ride their bike on the 10,600 block of Riverview Drive. It is an extremely dangerous place to cycle as the traffic is heavy and fast. Plus, there is not a shoulder. There is a dedicated bike path about 50 feet away, segregated from auto traffic, and it's safe. It's called the Riverfront Trail. I've never seen anyone on a bike riding on the road there. Oh, and SLU is a Jesuit school, he says. And one more thing, and this is really interesting. The original Human Genome Project was done about a mile down the street from SLU at Washington State, at Washington University School of Medicine, also in St. Louis. Rex, I like the way your mind works. Yeah, that is suspicious. And we'll get into the whole Human Genome Project aspect of this maybe in another video. But for today, I want to show you something that just blew my mind. I was just doing a scan before I did this video to see if there was anything more that Dr. Buller might have said about smallpox vaccines or something, because, you know, of what we're going through right now, where they're reintroducing the smallpox vaccine all over the place because of this alleged monkeypox outbreak. So I thought, I want to see if he said anything maybe more recent, closer to 2017 about it or something that might have set people off. I found something here, which is actually from 2001, because if you look back, there was that whole anthrax scare, and they were big on bioterrorism. It was just in the wake of 9/11, and they were making everyone paranoid. So they talked about maybe reintroducing smallpox vaccine on a wide scale in case of bioterrorism. So here's the New York Times in a piece called A Nation Challenged Immunization, Vast Uncertainty on Smallpox Vaccine from October 2001. Just going to read this little part of it, and then I'm going to skip to the boom. Okay? Dr. Marjorie Barnett, a pediatrician in Silver Spring, Maryland, is accustomed to talking to parents about immunization. These days, amid growing fear of bioterrorism, those conversations center not on hepatitis or polio, but on a disease that was wiped out decades ago, smallpox. I'm getting 5 or 10 calls a day from parents who want the vaccine, said Dr. Barnett, who believes that smallpox vaccinations suspended in this country in 1972 should resume. I have to tell them it's just not available. What am I telling them now? What I am telling them now is call your congresspeople, call the White House, call everybody you know and tell them to look into this. So clearly what we've got going here is an attempt to create, you know, the demand from the grassroots. We must have smallpox vaccine. Give it to us now. In this article near the bottom, they quote Dr. Buller. They call him, they talk to him, and they get his opinion on it. And let's see what he says. They mention how the government is paying for research into safer smallpox treatments. And Dr. Mark Buller, a virologist at St. Louis University, is part of that effort. Because he studies viruses in the pox family, he is one of the few Americans who have recently been immunized against smallpox. And this is because he's in the lab with it all the time. Quote from Dr. Buller. Listen, here's the boom. I would not even consider having my family vaccinated, Dr. Buller said. I feel I'm more likely to be hit riding my bike to work than to be hit by a smallpox episode in my own life. I nearly fainted because he was hit by a car while riding his bike to work. That's the story. So, if this was a cabal hit, they were doing inside jokes about it. They were sending a message maybe to his family members. You shut your mouth. To his colleagues, you shut your mouth. I mean, boom. Rest in peace, Dr. Buller. It's possible you were one of the good ones. All right, everybody. Thanks for listening. Thanks to Jim and Rex for those letters. That was awesome, and it led us to this moment, which was just wow, wow, mind-blowing. And everybody else, thank you for being here. Thank you for listening. Thank you for continuing to support me in my work and my channel. Please like the video. Please subscribe if you have not already. Please comment. I love the comments, even the trolls. I don't care. Don't worry about me getting attacked by trolls, guys. I don't care. I really don't. It doesn't bother me at all. And if you want more information, or you can support my work with a gift, a financial gift, please head on over to the contact page of amazingpolly.net. That's where you can find me online. And if I ever disappear, make sure you remember that address, amazingpolly.net, because I will still be there as long as the good Lord lets me. God bless all of you. Until next time, peace out.